Hello and welcome to the 13th Hour Podcast. This is episode number 59, and this is your host, Joshua Blum. And today I'm going to be doing a little preview of an upcoming music album that has been in the works for a number of months. Those of you who have been tuning in regularly to the podcast may have heard something about it in the last couple of weeks, and I've done a few sort of separate tracks. I think I call them like musical interludes. And whereas I was recording different songs for the album, I would do a little segment on a non-traditional day. Like these that usually come out on Mondays, and so I would do a thing on a Friday or something like that. And so in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be finalizing an album. And the title I have for it is Long Ago, Not So Far Away. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the creation of the album and the creation of the cover, which I just have been working on over the past few days. If you have tuned in and looked at the pages on Instagram or anything like that, I have for the album or the some posts on the website, you'll have seen some previews of this. But the whole idea was that the music from the 13th Hour was something that was already sort of built into the book. So if you're just tuning into this randomly, so the 13th Hour was a novel that I wrote, and it was inspired by movies from the 1980s, specifically fantasy and sci-fi films. And if you've seen movies from that time period, they have a very distinctive soundtrack. There's a lot of synthesizer music, electric guitars, and stuff like that. And so I felt that that was like an integral part of the book, but there's like very little. As far as I know, there's like it's like really hard to integrate music into a book. Like I think you could probably do it with an ebook, but when I was writing the book, this was back in like 1998, I had no idea how to do that. And I think you can sort of do it now by linking. If you have an ebook, you can link like YouTube videos, for example. As long as a person has an internet connection, you can link the two together. So you can sort of integrate music into your book, but it sort of takes you out of the book and into another thing. So what I had visually conceptualized was something that was all self-contained, and that so that doesn't really exist yet, as I've come to understand. And maybe in the future it will, some kind of multimedia device where it integrates music and movies right within the text itself, without the need for the internet, without taking you to an outside site or anything like that. In theory, that should be possible, but as far as I know, it's not really like the most. It's not like a mainstream kind of thing yet. So anyway, but the music was always kind of like instrumental in what I was thinking in terms of the book. And it was like definitely a feel for the book, but I didn't have any way of putting it in there. So there's some songs that are written for the book itself, and there's some lyrics that are included within that. I guess, there's some other books that sort of do this, and I've the book The Last Unicorn has some songs in there. I hadn't read that book at the time when I was writing it, but and then I guess even in The Lord of the Rings, there's some songs and things like that that are part of the book. But I wanted to make it some instrumental tracks and stuff as well that made use of those synthesizers and everything like that, because that was such a crucial part of the whole kind of experience, I thought. So there's a separate soundtrack, and at this point it is 13 different tracks. I felt that it should be 13 tracks for 13 hours, and there's a couple different versions of the 13th Hour theme. Of course, one of which you hear at the intro and outro of this podcast, short little clips of it, then there's a few different songs, some of which have been featured on this podcast before in various forms. Songs like I'll Fly Away and Dreams Go Far and Dragon's Eyes and things like that. Those I think I've talked about or had like segments on in previous episodes. And then there's one that I just talked about a couple of weeks ago that was I played it live on a piano, and it's called Love, Great Dresses, and Other Things. And that one was the last one that I just finished. And there's some instrumental versions of those tracks as well. So it ended up being about 47 minutes and 49 seconds, if I counted correctly. So, it's about, it's usually say, it's, a little over 45 minutes of music. And it's some of which is already available on the Bandcamp page. So it's there's links to that in the show notes here. I had to do some revamps of the tracks, because when I had posted some of the original ones, there was some extra noise and other little things that I wanted to clean up for the actual album. And so eventually I'll probably end up like making it so that the stuff that's available online, which you can just download for free, and the stuff that's in the album are the same. But right now, this is going to be an album that you can buy, and it's on, like, it's like super old school, I guess, like for 2016, and it's coming out on a CD. If I could make it come out on a cassette tape, I guess that would be like even better in a way. It would be like super retro for a retro kind of soundtrack. I mean, who has tape players? I wish I had a car that had a tape player, because then you could do one of those things that has like the, you know, that little tape player thing that goes in the cassette thing, and then it allows you to plug in like a CD player or an MP3 player, your phone or something like that. And that was super convenient because it allowed you to play music that wasn't in a tape through your car, car speakers. And now you have to use those little things now that use the radio stations. I don't have a car that has one of those little jacks. So yeah, that was one aspect of, in some ways, like CDs are a little bit more, even though the making of them is so much simpler, it's just a piece of plastic and like a piece of metal that's over that. They were less convenient than cassette tapes because you could pause like mid-sentence or mid-track with a cassette, and you can't do that with a CD as easily. I think I mentioned that in there was an article that we talked about last week, and it's talking about audiobooks. So that was something that they pointed out there, and it's definitely true. Some of the music in particular that influenced the creation of this track you can find on the Instagram page for the soundtrack, which is the 13thhour.ost, which is thehr.ost. And there's a link to it in the show notes, so you don't have to remember that cumbersome address. But if you just Google like 13th Hour soundtrack, I think, or just look on Instagram and you search for it, you should be able to find it. But I just, you know, took pictures of the different CDs and tapes and stuff like that of the music that I kind of envisioned, you know, this nascent album to sort of resemble or kind of influence the writing of the book in various ways. Or, you know, I like had a particular scene in mind and I pictured a particular song or track, you know, playing in the background, or was like inspiration for the music. So a lot of it sort of like electronic sort of new wave synthesizer kind of stuff that was popular in the 1980s. It sort of had a little resurgence over the past couple of years, and some of it sort of like, I guess, what would be the genre? Big hair 80s, I guess. Those sort of big hair kind of glam bands that were popular at the time. You can sometimes find on like, what's the name of that? There's like a series of Time Warner CDs that came out, Monster Ballads or something like that. And they had bands like, I don't know, like Damn Yankees and Saigon and all those kind of bands like that. Poison and, you know, and there's some bands that I think that kind of fit in that genre, but I guess probably weren't on those CDs, like Guns N' Roses and Van Halen and, you know, those kind of guys like that. So, and then big on sort of electric guitars and sort of ballad style songs that they would play, sort of interspersed with, between like, you know, the sort of heavy metal riffs and stuff like that. And so I kind of wanted to recreate the feel of that. If you look at some of that 1980s movies, they often have like, you know, like there's often like a montage sequence where they have like some kind of song that's like, playing in the background that talks about how the hero is, you know, training hard or preparing for the confrontation or something like that. You know, if you look at the Rocky movies and stuff like that, there's often something like that. And the ending credits often have like a song that's usually a love song in disguise of, you know, electronic, keyboards and, you know, electric guitars and all that kind of stuff. So I wanted that's part of the inspiration that went into this. And, so there are some songs like that where I attempt to recreate that type of feel. A lot of the like Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, I think from like the 1980s have this style of sort of thing. Like I think Survivor was a band like, that I'm sure they're still around. Survivor, REO Speedwagon, those kind of guys like that. That did a bunch of these ballad style songs that often form the ending credits for these types of movies. They don't quite make them like that anymore, I guess. I feel like they feel a little bit differently, but I guess from a different generation than and sort of remember these with a little bit more fondness than someone who's never seen them before. So there are some movies that have come out like recently that sort of recreate or try to recreate this. And I guess it's because people from the 1980s are now like, you know, grown up and in the place in their life where they can sort of do this. And so like movies like Kung Fury, this is like a little 30-minute, I think, short. Turbo Kid, which I think did I talk about that? Or I may have mentioned on Twitter. These are movies that are sort of inspired by the 80s, and they're sort of parodies in some ways, but they often have like an 80s soundtrack. And so there's a lot of, if you go on YouTube or search like retro 1980s soundtracks, you can find a lot of music that seems to have, it could have fit in very well with the 80s and sort of electronic synthesizer kind of stuff. And so I recently found this great Instagram profile or channel or whatever you want to call it, where one of the users, I'll put a link to it, actually had just hours of this sort of retro style music. And the cool thing about it is that they, meaning the artists, often have these pretty cool covers that instantly sort of identifies it as a, I guess, a product or inspiration of the 80s. And so we'll talk about that. That's what I was kind of inspired by to create the cover for this album. Put a link to that user's profile. There's a great series of covers that are on that page, and you can get a link to a Spotify channel where there's like hours of music that's sort of inspired by this particular genre. And so it's a really cool resource. Just discovered it. You can find a lot of the same stuff on YouTube, like if you, or Bandcamp, actually. A lot of those guys that do this are on Bandcamp. Or Spotify or these other kind of like online music streaming type of sites. So it's still a bit underground, I think. I don't know if any of them are like hugely into the commercial thing, although one of those bands was actually formed the soundtrack or did the soundtrack to the film Turbo Kid, which is like an 80s inspired action movie. I think the band's name was Les Matos, L-E-M-A-T-O-S. So they have a lot of great tracks from that particular movie and other ones in general. And so, but the cool thing about the covers is that, you know, so there was like, if you ever seen the movie Tron, they often have like the sort of 80s grid type of thing where they have a grid pattern, sort of neon colored against a black background. Sort of like computer-esque, you know, going into the distance. There's a few other things that instantly identify 80s kind of stuff, like, you know, rainbows and lightning strikes and sort of skylines where that have like, you know, buildings, you know, like if you look at a cityscape that's like looked at from far away and you can see at night, you can see all the lights. You can just identify the silhouettes of the buildings, motorcycles. So, I mean, there was plenty of inspiration for stuff here. I'll put a picture of the cover so far that shows one of those Tron style, neon, sort of grid type things, as well as like, I found a picture of like a open source or not open source, I guess a free stock image of like an aurora borealis, because that features in the book. And so I have that in the background and used some Photoshop, finagling to get it to kind of blend with a sort of blue and like neon pink or hot pink type of background. I mean, those are pretty 80s colors, right? So I did that, and I found this great page that sort of walks you through how to create one of these covers and kind of based it a lot on that. So, hey, credit where credit's due. Like, you know, that I'm not great at using Photoshop by any stretch of the imagination. I'm using like Photoshop Elements, which I think is like a version that's happens to be the one I have, and it's I think more for editing photos, so some of the things you can't quite do as easily, but I mean, I did the best I could with what I could do. And I'll put a link to that page that talks about how to make an 80s style cover for an album, instantly sort of identifying it within the genre. Because when you do any of these things, the same thing as books, like people often come up to you and say, oh, what do you play? Like, you know, they instantly want to know like what kind of genre is this. And I'd originally thought of just putting an illustration from the book as the cover, but that doesn't really tell you anything like what the music is. So I figured people should at least be able to identify it. So I have a grid style thing. There's an aurora. There's a 8-bit like pixel art Logan, you know, flying into the distance. you know, framed by a lightning strike. Then there's like the blue and pink kind of lettering there. And there's certain fonts that kind of go with, I guess, the 80s. So I tried to find some that vaguely remember, you know, resembled stuff that titles of movies and stuff like that that you would see in the 80s. I looked through some of the movie covers that I posted on the Instagram profile for the soundtrack, provided inspiration for that. So it's a work in progress. It should be done in the next couple of weeks, but it's been a lot of fun, especially making the cover was a lot more fun than I thought it would be. So hopefully it'll turn out okay. And then I'll, as it comes out, I will put links to it and stuff like that. You can sort of see the finished product. If, however, you are interested in getting a preview of this and downloading the whole thing with the cover art and everything like that, then sign up for the mailing list. I don't send out many emails, like maybe like two or three, like a year. It's generally when there's an update or some kind of larger giveaway or something like that. So sign up for that. You get a free preview of it. And you can take a look at the tracks. They'll be as MP3s or something similar, like AIFF or some kind of similar format, and you can listen to it and you can see the different, you know, the cover images and stuff like that. So that'll be coming in the next couple of weeks, specifically for, as it like an advanced preview for the folks that are on the mailing list, slash like readers group. So even though this is not like a reader advanced, like reading thing, it's like an advanced listening thing. So it'd be sort of like, beta listeners. I've already had a few, but it's like when they do like medical trials and they have like people that are chosen to test the drug for any side effects or effectiveness and that kind of thing. And so you guys will be sort of in that role, but there won't be any, hopefully there'll be no side effects. So that'll be a thing. And so I'm going to wrap up at this point for now, but stay tuned for that in the next couple of weeks. And you'll see more of this information if you're interested in doing something similar. You'll see some more information about it in the show notes. Take care, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.